Ladies and gentlemen, Wanderlust enthusiasts and fellow Globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate guide to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. So, let's see where the bubbles take us. Attention all travel
in
enthusiasts.
In today's episode,
are you ready
Bubblehead
for the thrill
the
of a lifetime?
Of Winter
Bubblehead
Life
Vacations
Join
presents an exciting upcoming contest that'll have you packing your bags in no time. Here's Dave with all the details.
Have you been dreaming of a getaway where the waters are crystal clear and the sands are untouched? Or maybe you're longing to sail across the seas, indulging in luxury and adventure? Perhaps it's the charm of a secluded resort, a guided tour to iconic landmarks, or the privacy of your own villa that calls to you. Whatever your dream vacation looks like, we're here to make it come true. Enter to win a $10,000 dream vacation and take the trip of a lifetime. From luxurious cruises around the globe to immersive tours and restful resort retreats, the choice is up to you. Don't miss your chance. Enter by April 14th, 2024 for an opportunity to turn your travel dreams into reality. Best of luck. Imagine where you could be this time next year. Make it happen. Go to bubblehead.com/contest for more details and start packing your bags for an adventure worth $10,000. Your dream vacation awaits. Enter now and let the journey begin.
Welcome back, fellow adventurers, to another exciting segment of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast, where the bubbles will lead us to extraordinary destinations and unforgettable experiences.
Well, welcome back, my fellow explorers of the globe and of life. Hey, it's Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead here, guiding you through another episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacation. First things first, don't forget about that dream vacation contest. It's your ticket to paradise. Imagine where $10,000 could take you. I know where it could take me. I tell you what, if I could win it, I would try. All it costs is an email address. I appreciate everybody's tuning in. We're going to try something different. We're going to release this on Thursday going forward. Just easier for me to get it out later in the week. So I think Thursdays is going to be the day from now on. We'll see how that goes. Hey, if you got any feedback on that, man, send me an email, text me, message me on any of the social media. Let me know, hey, Bubblehead, this ain't working. Put it back on Wednesday. We'll put it back on Wednesday. But onto a slice of our life, Nicole and I recently embraced the simple joys of Myrtle Beach. The South Carolina Football Coaches Association had their clinic in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this last weekend. So we took a ride up there. Listen to some great coaches talk, had an opportunity to set up a booth and talk about how Bubblehead Vacations could partner with a coach out there and make their jobs easier, especially because I bring a perspective of a high school football coach. It was really good. Not only that, anytime you can get on a beach and wake up and see a sunset on the beach, for Nicole and I, and especially the two of us, that's just the way it goes. And I'll tell you what, the sound of waves, golden sunrise, soft sand between our toes reminded us why we cherish these escapes. And there's a lot more on the horizon. We're potentially here in the next couple weeks, maybe next week, maybe a few after, going to be on another trip. We're going to head up to the Northeast. We're going to check some things out. We're looking forward to that. My question to you guys is, where's your next adventure? I'd be interested to hear where you guys are willing to go or what you're actually doing, or maybe you're on vacation right now. I'd really love to hear it. But today, here in the podcast world, we're going to be basking in the glow of illuminating traditions, a journey through the enchanting world of Winter Light Festival. As the night stretches over our days, cultures across the globe ignite darkness with a celebration of light. These festivals, from the ancient rituals to modern spectacles, remind us of the enduring human spirit and the light within all of us. Take, for instance, Diwali, the Festival of Lights, where millions of lamps flicker in homes and streets, creating a tapestry of light that stretches across India and beyond, symbolizing the victory of light over darkness, good over evil. Our venture to the northernmost reaches of our planet, where the polar lights reign and the northern lights dance across the sky, and a natural display that leaves onlookers in awe of nature's majesty. Closer to home, cities like Lyon light up festivals, where buildings become canvases for spectacular light shows. Streets are filled with the warmth of communal joy. And let's not forget the cozy glow of holiday lights that adorn homes and communities during Christmas, bring a sense of peace and togetherness to the heart of the winter. Each of these festivals tells a story, a culture, history, and of humanity's quest for light in the darkness. And I'm curious, Voyagers, what light festivals have illuminated your journeys? Share your radiant tales in our Bubblehead Vacation Voyager Facebook group. Let's create a mosaic of light that spans continents and cultures. Why don't you listen here in the next second on how you can join up? Bear with me.
Set sail on a new adventure with the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers. Be among the first to anchor in our new Facebook group, designed specifically for the Bubblehead travel enthusiast just like you. Help us chart the course. Share your stories, dreams, and the best-kept secrets of the traveling world. As we grow, so will the perks. Exclusive content, direct travel support from yours truly, the Bubblehead, and first dibs on special offers. Be a part of the foundation of a community that's going places. Join the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers today.
Welcome back, Voyagers. If you haven't joined that Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers Facebook group yet, you're really missing out on our world of shared adventures. It's where I go to share some unique opportunities. We tell tales of travel. Tell you what, it's really starting to grow, and I appreciate everybody that's a member. If you haven't joined it yet, hey man, check it out. Now, let's illuminate our journey through festivals around the globe, where light not only brightens the night, but also our spirits. First, we embark on a journey to the heart of India, where Diwali, the festival of lights, dazzles the senses. It's a time when homes and streets are adorned with diyas, small oil lamps that symbolize the inner light that protects us from spiritual darkness. Diwali celebrates the victory of light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, and is marked by fireworks, feasting, and most importantly, the warmth of family and community. It's really a festival I could get behind. From the warm glow of Diwali, we travel to the flickering flames of Hanukkah and menorahs. Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem. The centerpiece of this celebration is the lighting of the menorah, adding one candle each night over 8 days, symbolizing the miracle of the oil that burned for 8 days with only enough for one. It's a time for reflection, resilience, and the enduring power of faith. As we traverse the globe, we find ourselves enveloped in the cozy twinkling lights of Christmas. From the star atop the Christmas tree to the candles lighting up windows, Christmas lights remind us of the star of Bethlehem that guides the wise men. These lights are a beacon of hope, joy, and a promise of new beginnings. And this last year, I really outdid myself, and I had Christmas lights all over the house this year. It's the first year I'd done that in a long time. I can't wait to do it again. But you know what? Christmas lights also bring the promise of new beginnings as families and communities come together in celebration. Our journey wouldn't be complete without welcoming the Lunar New Year. Celebrated in many East Asian cultures, this festival is awash with lanterns, dragon dances, and fireworks to light up the sky, ushering in good luck and warding off evil spirits for the year ahead. The Lantern Festival, marking the final day, sees streets come to life with colorful lanterns, each telling a story, each a wish for the future. In every corner of the world, light plays a pivotal role in our celebration. It's a universal symbol of hope, community, and the continuous cycle of life. As we share these stories, we're reminded of our shared humanity and the light that connects us all. And speaking of sharing, don't forget about our podcast giveaway. Subscribe, share your favorite episodes on social media with hashtag BubbleheadRocks, and that's ROX, not ROCK, and you can win some exclusive Bubblehead swag. Stand by for more details.
Hey there, Bubblehead Voyagers. It's giveaway time on Bubblehead Talks Vacations. And this February, we're all about spreading the love and joy of travel. Ready to jazz up your travel gear? We've got a fabulous set of 4 Bubblehead Vacations luggage tags up for grabs. And winning couldn't be easier. All you need to do is share your favorite episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations on any of your social media channels. Hashtag that with hashtag BubbleheadRocks, and that's ROX. That's it. You're in the running to make your luggage tags be on the way to you. But wait, there's always more. Double your chances by leaving a review of our podcast on your preferred platform. Snap a screenshot of the review, post it on social media with the same hashtag, BubbleheadRocks, and voila, you've got a second entry. So what are you waiting for? Share the love, spread the word, and let's make those travel vibes resonate far and wide. Remember, it's not just about the destination, it's about the journey and the amazing community we build along the way. Stay tuned, keep exploring, and who knows, your luggage might just be the next sport, the cool Bubblehead Vacation flair. Good luck, Voyagers.
Hey, Voyagers, before we dive back in, quick reminder, share the podcast, hashtag it BubbleheadRocks, R-O-X. You can win some exclusive Bubblehead swag. Now, let's illuminate our journey with the splendor of modern light festivals that turn night into a canvas of vibrant colors and imagination. First up, let's head down under to Vivian, where the iconic sails of the Sydney Opera House transform into a kaleidoscope of digital art. Imagine strolling through the Royal Botanic Garden, bathed in light installations that tell stories and evoke emotion. My tip, grab a ferry at dusk for a panoramic view of the harbor turned into a sea of lights. Next, we sail to Europe for the Amsterdam Light Festival. Picture this, historic canals lined with artistic impressions of light, each reflecting off the water to double their mesmerizing effect. Renting a bike or joining a canal cruise at night offers a front row seat to this dazzling display of creativity and innovation. Crossing over to France, Lyon's Fête de la Mer is a tradition rooted in gratitude. Now, it's a global spectacle. Every corner of this culinary capital is aglow with luminescent rivers to radiant public squares. My advice? Wander without a map. Let the light guide you through Lyon's hidden valleys and courtyards for unexpected delights. These festivals not only enchant the senses, but also connect us to communities and cultures through the universal language of light. Whether you're an avid photographer or simply soaking in the moment, remember to respect the art and the space around you. If you really want to know more about these festival of lights and how to travel there, hey, reach out to me at Bubblehead Vacations. I gladly set you up with any of these festivals that sound kind of cool and get you there, no problem. As we cap up this segment, let's not forget the ultimate celebration of light and togetherness, and that's a New Year's Eve party. And what better way to celebrate New Year's Eve than on a cruise with yours truly, the Bubblehead. Stay tuned for more details. Ready to cruise into 2025 with style and excitement? Your New Year's Eve celebration awaits. Departing from Tampa on December 28th, 2024, Radiance of the Seas invites you to a sensational Western Caribbean holiday. For a limited time, secure your cabin at an amazing rate. It's first come, first serve, so please don't wait. Dance the old year away and welcome the new. Reserve your cabin now by visiting the website listed or contacting Bubblehead Vacations directly. Spaces are filling fast for this once-a-year extravaganza. Secure your New Year's Eve 2024 cruise today, and let's make it unforgettable. And we're back. Just a general nudge about that cruise that we're going to use to ring in the new year there at the end of 2024, bring it in next year. And I know it's early in February, but I'm going to tell you right now, planning ahead is the best way to get the best deals in travel. And boy, do I have a doozy for you now. The prices of this cruise, if you were to go price them now, are even now have jumped $200 to $300 more. I could go on and on about it. Now, as we sail towards the close of our episode, let's talk about how you can bring the enchanting spirit of light festivals right in your own winter festivities. Imagine transforming your home into a canvas for light. Much like the grand displays we've explored, start with a simple string of lights. Drape them around your living room or along the porch to create a cozy, inviting glow. And why stop there? Do-it-yourself lanterns can add a personal touch with some paper, candles, or even LED lights. You can craft magical lanterns that tell your own story. For more interactive experience, why not host your own mini light festival? Invite friends and family over, make it a night, have a good time, and make sure that they can get involved by making their own light installations. It could be as simple as a decorated jar with a tea light or as elaborate as a homemade light sculpture. The key is to get together, create, and share the joy of light. Now, let's not forget the outdoors. Backyard bonfire, one of my favorites. Anything for a s'more is what I gotta say. Surrounded by handmade lanterns can be the perfect setting for sharing stories and making memories. Or take a walk in your neighborhood to admire the winter lights. Maybe even start a friendly light display competition with your neighbors. I think that's something that people in my neighborhood could get into. As we wrap up, I want to remind all of you of the ways you can stay connected with me and the Bubblehead crew. You can join the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers Facebook group. You can enter that Dream Vacations contest. Make sure if you do that you give us that email. I really want somebody that signed up on my behalf to win that thing. Share this podcast or any of my podcast episodes with the hashtag BubbleheadRocks, and that's R-O-X, to get some Bubblehead swag. Those luggage tags are really cool. They come in handy. And don't forget to follow us on any of our social media. I tell you what, we're heavily involved everywhere you can think of. You can come find us out. Hey, stay tuned for next week's episode. If things go as planned right now, we're going to be on the road. If not, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to use next week's episode to kind of talk about where we're going here in the next 6 months or so. Really hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Like I said, I'm moving them to Thursday. Let me know if that works for you. If it doesn't work, hey, any feedback would be appreciated. Let me know. I appreciate the Bubblehead community doing everything I can to try to get this podcast out. I do appreciate the feedback I've got. And before we part ways, a little teaser for the next episode. Like I said, we're going to try and get on the road. If we get on the road, that's what we'll talk about. If not, that's what it is. That being said, let's remember to take a deep breath and let's really see where those bubbles take us for this next week. Hey, appreciate all of you. Have a good day.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.